George Pasley has written a book, There Is a Strangeness in the Universe. It's a collection of his poetry. It also features photography by, is it pronounced Jackie?
Jackie
Pasley. And he's here to tell us a bit about his writing and his book. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
Thank you for being here. What you've written other poetry books before, correct?
I've published one before. It was about 6 years ago. And before that, another 10 years before that, I had been in the habit, it was during the years that I was at seminary, at the end of each year, I would kind of Xerox a collection of the poems I'd written that year and hand them out. The last one I did 6 years ago, we contracted out a printer and, you know, printed 1,000 off at great expense. And this time it's done on one of those print-on-demand websites. So we only need to print a few at a time, although I found out I think most of the business's profit is in the shipping. It costs a little bit to get them mailed, but my sisters did this for me for my birthday last spring, and they hadn't actually got it fixed online until this summer. But
okay, so you kind of didn't do this yourself. They did it for you.
Yeah, they did it for me, and they picked out the poems. And the sister that did the photography, Jackie, I think she picked them at random, and then the sister that did all the layout, that's she's actually in the graphic arts business. She had a couple that she said, well, these two had to be in there. And I had nothing to do with it till they showed it to me.
Very good. So you have been, how long have you been writing poetry? Is it something that you enjoyed in childhood or something that came to you later?
No, it came to me late. And I did not start writing poetry regularly until I was 39. And I didn't start doing it as a discipline till about 5 years ago. I started doing one every Sunday morning. 5 years ago, but before that and every other instance is just, you know, whenever it comes to me. So some weeks I'll write two or three others, and some weeks I'll come up on Saturday, I'm like, oh, I haven't written one yet. But regardless, I write something every Sunday morning.
Was there something that inspired that writing of poetry, or just it just sort of happened?
It just sort of happened. I did a couple for Christmas cards. And most of my poetry works in a way, a metaphor. So one morning I was feeling sorry for myself. And then I happened to remember a friend's child who was in the same experience. And something his grandfather said to him, which made him smirk, which made me laugh greatly thinking about that being said about me. So I wrote a poem about that. And after that, I was like, oh, that was great therapy. I'll do that a lot. So that's what I do.
So it's something therapeutic for you.
Yeah, usually.
And you said they're usually metaphors?
Yeah. So, for instance, the first one in this book is called Overfilled with Flowers, and it's a metaphor, which nobody seems to figure out because it's really just quite a beautiful picture and they don't realize that, you know, it could stand for something else. A lot of the poems I'll say this is what it stands for, which makes it more of a simile, but this one is just a metaphor and you can let it stand for whatever you want. Once on a walk, I passed a meadow overfilled with flowers in every hue, in every form and fashion. 'Twas truly beautiful and seduced for me a smile broad and genuine. So I tarried, but for a moment, and took their splendor in before continuing on my way. No, I did not pick a one, not for myself nor anyone, for I had no need of their possession. Their presence was enough, across and through the veil, and precious even more, the knowledge in my soul that they were there, gracing earth, charming soul, offering blessing upon blessing to every passerby. So that was from last summer. So the flowers could be anything that he thought beautiful and charming.
And you mentioned your sister took the photographs. There's photos all through this. And there, I note also, not necessarily from Alaska, I notice cactus in one page there. So these were pictures. Did you take these specifically for this book or had some of these? Or
nope. Photography is for her like poetry is for me. And she travels a lot and always takes pictures. As far as I know, she's been to Alaska twice. And so once they came upon the idea of doing a book, she thought, well, I can probably illustrate most of these poems with some sort of picture. So she did.
And I just looking in the back, it does say photo locations. And yep. It's really quite a variety of places, quite a few from the Olympic Peninsula in Washington. You do have Ketchikan and Juneau, Alaska, Banff National Park in Alberta, Canada. A couple of spots actually in Alberta, Canada, Tucson, Arizona, et cetera, et cetera. So quite a few different locations that she visited.
Yeah, and she visited Juneau and Anchorage one weekend, one winter, and then she visited, I guess she's been to Alaska maybe three times because we visited Seward and Palmer one summer, and then one summer she was here. Yes, last summer she was in Alberta, and the sister that did the layout lives in Seattle, so they've been to Olympic Peninsula a few times.
You mentioned also that you write poems Sunday mornings. I know that you're a pastor at the
Presbyterian.
I was going to say Presbyterian, then I was going to correct myself. Presbyterian Church there on 2nd Avenue. Do you usually read poems in church?
Yeah, the ones that I write on Sunday morning, I will read in church that day as the benediction. So this is one from, most of these are from 2014, but not quite all of them. So this is one that I wrote for just that purpose last summer. By my desk, during summer, I keep a tomato plant to tend from time to time, not so much for the purpose of having the feast it may provide, though delectable and juicy, but to remind me that there are things which need my tending, and in their tending will be my blessing. And then one that I wrote for this past Sunday, if I can, it's not in the book because I just wrote it last week, but we kind of enjoyed it. I went for a walk Sunday morning early after breakfast before church, and I saw this. One tourist, speaking a language I do not understand, beams broadly, laughing at her husband, and he, scurrying to catch up, laughs equally at himself, shrugging, holding out his empty palms in act of confession, seeking mercy, and I understand. The kingdom of heaven will be like this. So that's one of my disciplined poems that I wrote.
Now this book, and it's a pretty small collection, shall we say. It's very compact.
Yep.
Merely, 28 pages here. So it's got some lovely photographs. I guess probably about half that many poem, about 15 poems in there. If people are interested in getting a copy, where would they find one? Is it a kept secret? You mentioned it.
No, it's not sitting on any shelf around town, but I have several dozen that I can sell. So if you find me, I can sell you one. Or if you contact with me, I can direct you to where you can order one online. So either of those methods. And I'm at the Presbyterian Church, and I work at the library 3 days a week. So I'm not too hard to find.
Okay. And would you like to read another?
I'd like to read one more. I wrote this one Sunday evening on my way home from making my rounds. So homeward bound I strolled, thinking about change that loomed ahead, most of it uncertain. But certainty existed nonetheless in the gray of sky overhead, and the white of snow falling forth. I listened to it strike against my jacket. I watched it light upon my path. I cherished its presence all in all, and as I did, the path rose gently up to meet me, and I took the next step, which was necessary, even sufficient, until the next. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Anything else that you wanted to add? Or?
No.
Okay. And again, you can track down George if you're interested in a copy of that book, and he can give you more details.